This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the neighborhoods of White Lake. Patient first name is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E. Last name is McDonald, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D. Date of birth is 8-29-1934. Date of evaluation is 5-24-2023. Next paragraph, HPI complaint, psychiatric follow-up for management of dementia, anxiety, agitation, and symptoms indicative of sundowning. History present illness, 88 years old female who's well familiar to her service. So I had last seen her on April 18, 2023 and had recommended increase in Buspar, staff reports no significant relief of anxiety. Period. Patient gets anxious, agitated, restless. Comma starts crying in the afternoon. And very difficult to be comforted. Period. Patient has lost there was a loss of another resident who lived in the facility. Period. Patient seems to feel lost without this other resident. Peter, she's on Abilify, Lexapro, and Buspar. Peter, staff reports not much visitation by family. Peter, no thoughts of harm to self or others. Peter, sleep is fair, appetite fluctuates. Peter, during my evaluation, patient was sitting calmly in the activity area. She could not tell me today's date, month, season, and seems to have significant cognitive impairment. Period. No hallucinations are reported. Next paragraph. Under Interim Medical Social Family History, their last visit is April 18, 2023. Check a review of medical family social history. No changes since last visit as noted above. Medical history, unremarkable social history, recent loss of another resident at the facility, family history unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral information, your check, chart review, check nursing. Current psychotropic medication, I believe 2 milligram in the morning and 5 milligram in the evening. Buspar 10 milligram twice a day, Lexapro 15 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, non-grooming, fear, motor movements, weakness, stature, sitting, gait, not tested, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, apathetic, affect, constricted, mood, dysphoric, speech, disfluent, trouble finding words, thought processes, severely confused, suicidal homicidal ideation, denied suicidal homicidal ideation, fund of knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor orientation to person only, place time impaired, attention concentration, poor memory, recent and remote impaired, sleep problems, non-appetite, fluctuates. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Alzheimer's disease related onset, G30.1. Plans continue supportive. Interventions, period, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, and participation in activities when possible. Number two, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with mixed features, F06.34. Plans continue Lexapro as prescribed. may consider giving patient Abilify 5 milligram after lunch, considering her behavioral problems tends to get worse around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Number three, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition F06.4, plans continue Buspar as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes of mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Method for monitoring will continue to include examination report of the patient in consultation with the interdisciplinary team, including interested members of patient's family. Next paragraph, procedure codes 99308, end of decay.